An exhibition at Augustana University's I.D. Dalrymple Gallery features work that has risen from the ashes of one artist's longest night. You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Deborah Mitchell's small studio in the Black Hills was set ablaze by an arsonist in December 2020. Decades of her creative work burned, melted, or collapsed. Her printmaking press was destroyed. Since then, Mitchell has been bringing charred remnants of the tragedy to artistic life. I sat down with her in the gallery to learn more about her exhibit, Flower and Flame.
I woke up at 5 a.m. I thought a bomb had gone off, and I jumped out of bed and I looked out in my backyard, and my small garage was in flames. It was like 30 feet in the air. And I was just in shock, overcome. I didn't know what to do, and I told my sister that I was going to wrap the garage in plastic and go in with a chainsaw and a respirator and make it into an installation because I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty intense. Well, the day before, what happened is that I was going to get ready to do my Christmas cards. So I took everything out of the garage / studio, because it was one car garage, very small, and cleaned it all up and pulled everything back in. And I had folded up a rug and put it underneath the cart where my press was. And then I pulled my motorcycle in and closed it all up, and I put sheets of plastic, you know, the styrofoam insulation and blankets in front of that, so that the next day I was going to go out and start Christmas cards. Mm. And then that happened. And so I was actually standing there talking to the one of the firemen, and he said, "I don't know how this happened. I don't get this guy's modus operandi," because it had happened four other times in town.
Arson. This was an intentional fire.
I was standing on this like pile of something, and there was a metal rod going through it, and I said, "Well, that's where it started." He said, "I couldn't understand why we couldn't get it out, because it was that." He was asking me what I had in there, and I told him that it had been foam insulation. And then I looked down, and he said, the guy would open up a trash can, put an accelerator in, and stand back. And I was standing on my old trash can. It was like this, you know, those big plastic trash cans. It was like 3 inches high, a mound with the metal bar that they, you know, the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and then people came, a lot of people came and helped me. But I was standing in the alley on the other side, and I was surrounded by my books, my library, and that was really hard, because it was one of those days in South Dakota, you see there's going to be a storm, and it was gray, and so off to the side are flakes of ash coming up, and big flakes of snow coming down, and the sun was setting, and everything was dead, and everything was swirling around and going into the, you know, the base of the shrubs and stuff. So I just stood there, and I did a drawing for that, and then I didn't know what really to do with myself. I mean, I had just retired in 2018, so that was like a year and a half after I had retired, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to work in my studio, and that was like a gut punch, you know? I just didn't know what I was going to do. So it took a long time, and then I finally got it rebuilt. So I have a beautiful new studio. It's really nice. It's like a car and a half, and it's larger, so I have a lot more room. And through that, and you know, social media and stuff, this woman that I've not met yet, but we did this online art coaching with the same woman, she said, "You are the perfect person for a Gottlieb Foundation emergency artist grant." So okay. She helped me put that together, and I have a gorgeous new press, brand new press, because the press was gone.
Yeah.
A lot of artwork, a lot of family heirlooms, photographs, art books, research, you know, like technique kind of things, like how do you do an egg tempera, that those kind of tomes and books and stuff that, you know, they're you just gone. Collect over a career.
And now they're gone.
They're gone.
For this interview, Deborah Mitchell is seated inside the art gallery surrounded by reminders of the fire. There's a cracked and blistered object that has shaken its original identity in favor of something mysterious and sculptural. It's perched near the south wall. Charred cabinet doors frame the image of a scarlet and yellow firebird bursting from a speckled field of blue and green. There's an urn with what appears to be soot smudging most of its vibrant geometric pattern into oblivion. It stands on a pedestal next to a partially obscured portrait of a woman. Black streaks of wet ash seem to have streamed down her face. There are also flowers here, and gardens, and brightly bangled wrists, and birds, so many birds. And in the center of the room, a concrete garden sculpture of a deer, legs folded beneath him, bent twigs emerging as antlers. His body and ears and muzzle are covered with mosaic tiles. He gazes at the room and everyone who enters the space. Mitchell calls him the guardian. More about the guardian in a minute.
When did you start thinking you could make art out of the wreckage?
Immediately, because this piece around the corner, right there, I walked in and there it was. It was like down in front of me. And then there was the cupboard and that piece over there, the firebird. Those were the cupboard doors.
Cupboard doors.
And on top of that was an urn, and that's the urn that my mother's ashes were in. And that had not been destroyed. Everything around it was destroyed, but her urn was still standing.
Wow.
And I saw it and went, oh my God, and I turned to look and there was a frame and that it had a photograph of my mother in it. And then that's when the idea for One in Three Mothers came to me. It's kind of this art history thing that I had. Every single modern and contemporary art history class I taught had this conceptual piece by Joseph Kosuth, and it's called One in Three Chairs. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard for me to like, I don't like this piece, but it's part of the canon, so I'll talk about it and see what students have to say. And so it was like, I'm just going to flip that on its side.
To One in Three Mothers.
Yes, because One in Three Chairs was an actual chair, uh-huh. a definition of a chair, and then a picture of a chair. So One in Three Mothers is... she is there in that urn, the funerary urn. Those are her ashes.
Yeah.
And then there's the photograph of my mother. And then there's a definition of my mother. A mother. What is a mother? Mm. What is a mother to me? And yeah. So I was immediately started thinking of things. And I was gathering stuff up. And the one further down has ash from the fire that I mixed with stuff to...
So you used ash as a tool to paint
media,
with.
Yeah.
Media, yeah.
Media, yeah. It's not very compelling to work with it because it was big chunks, you know, and I put some medium, you know, gel medium in it to make it stick to that. But anyway, and I still have plenty of stuff, but I think I'm over it. I hope I'm over it.
I noticed that when you walk through this exhibit here at Augustana, that there is a moment where you say in the text, you know, at some point I got tired of thinking about the fire and the ashes, and I return to garden and brighter, you know, more vibrant colors.
Yeah.
Tell me about the process, the through you're going through to get to that place.
Well, you know, I don't even know if I could pinpoint it because I just made so much stuff about fire and like the guardian.
Mm-hmm.
It was
concrete,
just fun.
This concrete sculpture?
Concrete, and it was at Habitat for Humanity, and I've done mosaics a lot through my artistic career, and it was like, here's something I can just put my energy into, and it's going to be about beauty. It's not about the fire, but it's now I have a guardian in my backyard.
This this deer with antlers expanding from his head. He's watching over you now.
Yeah. And I had wanted to put burned sticks and stuff, and I just thought, no, I'm just going to put something that looks like it could start growing.
Yeah. When you sit here and you look around and you see everything and you imagine seeing it for the first time, what are some of the words that come to your mind?
Well, I hope it pulls people in. I like the color and texture, and you know, there's symbolism in there, and there's like mysticism in there, and a lot of stuff that I never really thought that much about. I mean, I was raised very, religiously. My grandfather was a Baptist minister. My brother was a minister. My uncle was a minister. So, and I didn't really ever take to it quite the way they did. So when I think about spirituality, it's not necessarily Christianity. It's about probably more like animism and nature, things like that. And my grandmother, even though she was very religious and Christian, she would always take me out in the woods and say, oh, look at this is the glory of God right here. Yeah.
The firebird rising from the ashes, mm-hmm. from the charred doors of the cabinet.
Yeah.
Such motion and light and mm-hmm. color and life in it. Do you feel like that yet? Do you feel the brightness and the beauty after this experience yet?
I do, and it's changed what I'm working on now, and it's more intuitive. My career started out in printmaking, so what I would do is I'd take my plate out into the woods, into the backcountry in New York City, and do a monotype that was very, they looked photographic. And if you look on my website, you can see them. They looked, people said, oh, is that a photograph? No. It's like, so I was looking at reality a lot. And so now I guess I hadn't even thought of it like this, but now I'm looking at things that aren't seen, that are felt more than, or the what if.
Yeah, that intuitive. Is that a different process then, too?
Yes.
Is it different in your body as you're doing the work?
Yeah, it is. It's, I used to, get really bogged down by, God, that doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like her. It doesn't look like that him. It doesn't look like that dog. It doesn't really look like what I want it to look like. And now it's like, it's so freeing to be able to I feel like I'm playing now.
Yeah.
And I think I'll go back to doing some more realism, but at this point, I'm just kind of enjoying myself,
Life is an artist, man.
Thank God I've got that to have as my crutch. Yeah. It's my crutch.
If there had been an arson and you hadn't been an artist, if something of yours, something dear and precious, had burned to the ground by somebody else's hand and you hadn't been able to make art, what then?
I don't know. And I'm teaching at the Minnelusahan Senior Center in Rapid City, and I'm bringing that thing into the classes that I'm teaching. It's through the Arts Council, and hoping that I can have students that will look back into their lives and have things that they maybe would like to honor, either if it was a spouse or a child or a dog, that they could do some of the same kind of things.
The art exhibition Flower and Flame is on display until April 23rd at the Augustana University Art Gallery. The show is free. It's open to the public. You can hear the artist talk on Friday, March 27th, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And that's our conversation for today. I hope that it served you. If you have an idea for the show, reach me at lori.walsh@sdpb.org or email inthemoment@sdpb.org. From all of us here at SDPB, thank you for listening.